Hey, it's Zach. Welcome back to the Best Advice Show. I hope you had a nice new year. I hope you got to rest. Mine was lovely. I'm going to be perfectly honest. Why would I lie? Mine was really nice. I took a full week off work. We took a road trip up north, and for a week, my wife and two kids and I shared one bedroom, and it was so cozy, listening to my kids breathe next to me, and they slept nicely, meaning I slept nicely, which is nice. I'm so excited to be back. My guest today is Scott Witthoft. He's a designer and a speaker and a writer. He just put out a book called This is a Prototype. And this book gives us a chance to start making our future. Now, we don't have to be professional designers to appreciate today's advice, which is this.
Get started by using tools that you already have.
One tool we all have is our body, our own special, unique body. For Scott, this idea of using our own specifically calibrated body to figure stuff out in the world, it starts back in 1995 when he was taking a geology class.
And one particular lesson in there is pacing yourself, determining your calibrated pace. The measurement of your pace as you move as a tool that you can not only routinely use, but accurately rely on and say like, oh, I know how far it is from here to that tree as I'm looking out the window, because I can pace it. I can measure that. And there's a way to, you know, accurately do that and say like, take 10 steps, you know, measure from the back of your foot to the tip of your front foot at the end of that, divide by 10. That's, you know, one way. Okay, I've got a pace. I didn't anticipate like thinking of myself or my body as a tool that could always help me spatially orient.
What do you find are the most common situations where you are using parts of your body to measure things?
I notice people, particularly when they're, these are not professional contexts, but you can walk around a store like IKEA, for example, and you can notice people having conversations between themselves or kind of standing in wonderment.
Is this going to fit? Yeah,
exactly. That is this going to fit? Or, oh, how, wait, when I'm in the bathroom, how tall is that thing next to me? Or like, oh, that's a really right. Narrow door. So you can see it happen all the time, or even apartment hunting for anybody that has lived in an apartment where you're walking around. Maybe you're in that sort of rat race situation. Like, oh, I've got to look at an apartment. There's 40 people behind me who are also going to, you know, bid on this place. I need to know if my furniture is going to fit in there before I make a bid, which is a very specific context, but it's like, oh yeah, if you can pace off that room, you know, if your stuff will fit or if it won't, or maybe, oh wow, I can actually get a new couch because it will fit in this place, but it won't fit my existing one.
Yeah. I mean, so after we're done, and I'm hoping that once the listener finishes this episode, they are going to go directly to their drawer where they keep the tape measure and maybe do like 3 essential measurements of their body. Where should we start, you think?
Oh, I love that. I love the 3 essential measurements of your body. I've noticed I routinely use my first knuckle as it's an inch.
Right. So the top of your fingernail to that first like wrinkle, that first crease. So your first knuckle, just the top part. Yeah, mine's about an inch too. Okay, next essential body measurement.
The full spread of your thumb to your pinky, kind of like doing a hang loose, like a chaka, you know, for Hawaiians out there. Mm-hmm.
How long is that for you?
It's 9 for me.
Okay, for me that's 8 inches. Now the third essential body measurement.
I think the pace is definitely is probably the most important. There's a little bit. I just that same surveyor that taught me. He had this way of thinking about how to measure your pace, which was, it's not just a normal step. Think of it this way. You're walking to a meeting that you're almost late to. Feel it in your thighs that you're not running, but you're not dawdling. You're going there, you know? So there's a little bit of a stretch. And honestly, I can completely tell the difference. Like when I'm pacing versus when I'm, you know, just sort of strolling about, not intentionally.
So how long is your pace?
If I'm wearing a pair of, Vans or Vans size 13, it's a meter, which worked out well, 'cause it's like 1 meter and that's, you know, whatever, 3.3 feet. So I happen to have like that bridge from, you know, like, Imperial to metric, which is kind of convenient.
Okay. I'm going to measure my pace. Okay. My pace is 3 feet.
I think knowing, I know something about me. I'm in a place, whether that's familiar or brand new, but because I know something about me and I can contextualize myself here, I can have a better understanding of my environment or my surroundings, which, you know, by translation could be, I understand the culture better, or I understand the people around me better, or I understand my impact on an environment or a space better because I have this awareness. You know, a particular dimension. That's a tall order to say, like, I know how wide my hand is. As a result, I understand, you know, the ethos of a system. It takes a second, but I think it's a good start in saying, like, oh, I'm thinking about myself outside of my head and my psyche. I'm saying I have spatial attributes and they're unique and they're important, and it's important that they're unique and different. And because of that, it's like, oh, I now know myself, and I know myself in that place. That can be a really cool way to, well, help yourself sort of live in the world better.
Love it. This is great.
Sweet.
Scott Wittoff's book is called This Is a Prototype. And this is now the time for you to step away, grab your tape measure, your ruler, and measure yourself. Thanks for listening. What's your advice? I would love to hear it. Give me a call on the hotline at 844-935-BEST. 844-935-BEST. If you like this show, I'm hoping you'll give me your money. I'm now on Patreon, where you can support me with monthly donations. It's going to help me continue to make this show. Patreon.com/bestadviceshow. Thanks.